his friends. This year should be a special school for Menorah's Sheikh, and she must marry Sister Bashir, Khan Ritzkan, Rizat Khan, Rizmay Zev. Wish you would have mentioned Dina Rai, Sarah Moshe Mordechai, Bracha Vitzlach, Bachoma Sayyadayam, and it's based on Torah that I received from Moi Barabi, Akonar Gadar, or Chaimir Harwitz Shlita. In Mesechus Pesachim, and after Beis Amid Beis, we learn from the Pasuk that it says regarding Shavis, Vahisa Shabbos Haaretz, Lachem La'achla, that you're allowed to eat Peiros Shavis, but you are not allowed to destroy Peiros Shavis. It's also to be mafsid Peiros Shavis, who lav habo michlal asay. And the suffix we'd like to deal with is if there's an ifsid to be mafsid Peiros Shavis, only if you're mafsid the guf hapri, in other words, if you burn it, you throw it away, or maybe the isser of hefsid Peiros Shavis includes also hefsid kedusha. In other words, even if the guf hapri is still around and it's not destroyed, nevertheless, you're now allowed to be mafsid the kedushas hapri, to cause that the kedushas shviyas should go away from the pri. So, we start our analysis with a famous tshuvis avne miluim in Simen Yud Ches, who's mechadish yisoid gadol, sok the hilag avne miluim. Ivra lemandi omar dein mevatlin isur ela enu ela mederabonon yira la news daiti the hocha ben atoira osu. Even according to the mandi omar that enu mevatlin isur lechatchila is only a din derabonon. However, when it comes to truma, it's a din deoraisa. Mishum dana muzhorim ala truma shalon apsidena, because we are warned not to destroy truma. Gidchsiv ushmartem es mishmeres trumozai ukidisnan perakres betrumas mishneches ein sham. Says the Avne Miluim that we are warned not to destroy Truma, as it says, "Vishmarativ is Vishmaris Truma Osai," and Min HaTorah, we have to be careful about Truma. You have to be Mishamer, you have to guard, preserve the Truma. And if you're Mevatel the Truma, Barov Chulin, you don't throw it in the garbage, God forbid, you didn't get rid of it, but you were just Mevatel it Barov Chulin, Zok the Avne Miluim, that it's an Isser Doraisa. That's called Ma'abe Truma Biyadayim, because the Torah says to guard the Truma, and this person is Mevatel it, it's becoming Chulin. That is a Torah transgression. So that's the big yisod of the Heilige Avne Miluim. So, what would be the din about Shvius? Are you allowed to be mafsid, mevatel, Shvius? We're not allowed to be mevatel according to the Avne Miluim Truma. We discussed this yisod in other shiurim. But are you allowed to be mevatel, Shvius? Because we have a din by Truma that you have to preserve the Truma, guard it. So is it called Hefseid Shvius when you're Mevatel the Shvius, like it is by Truma? So, Yesh Lahavi Raya Niflo Shemutr Levatel Peiros Shvius Beroiv. It says in the Tosefta, in the fourth parak of Demai, in the tenth halacha, Mitzarfim Peiros Chutza Laoretz Al Peiros Haoretz, Kidei Sheyirbu Al Peiros Haoretz, Lefoitron Min HaMaisris. You're allowed to be mitzaref the peiros of chutz laaretz on the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, mixed together, peiros chutz laaretz together with peiros Eretz Yisrael, in order that there should be more peiros chutz laaretz, and then they're going to be putter from meiser. Etc. Mitzaref in peiros chutz laaretz a peiros Eretz Shviz, kashiwa peiros Shviz, lefotron min abio. We know there's a din of bi or peiros Shviz, that you must either be mafki or destroy the peros of Shvius at a certain time during the year, when it's no longer available in the fields, so you have to get rid of that same produce in your house. So that's called bi or Shvius. So it says that you're allowed to combine peros of chutz laaretz together with the peros of air of Shvius in order that it'll be batel berov, and then it'll be putter from bior. So we have two dinim here. Seir of Peiros Chutz Laaretz al Peiros Haaretz, to pater from Maisris and to pater from Biur Shvis. Ubedivrei HaTosefta Matzinu Shnei Biurim. We have the Radbaz in the 13th parak of Meiser, Halacha Yud Beis. Zok the Heilige Radbaz, V'loi Nisbor Bedivrei Rabbeinu, Imutu Laharbois Miperos Chutz Laretz Kedei Lefotram, Aval B'Tosefta Hishnuya. It's not clear in the words of the Rambam if you're allowed to be mevatel Paris Eretz Yisrael with Paris Chutz Laretz. But we learn about it in the Tosefta, and lo and behold, we know this Tosefta because we just learned it together. Mitzelf in Paris Chutz Laretz al Paris Aretz kidei sheyirbu Paris Aretz lefoitra min ha-maiser. So you're allowed to be marbe Paris Eretz Yisrael and Paris Chutz Laretz to patter them from maiser. V'nirash esomach Rabbeinu al haklal. So the Rambam is relying on the rule that you're not allowed to be mevatel isur Torah lechatchila, but you're allowed to be mevatel isurim derabbonon lechatchila, and demai is only usur derabbonon. So it comes out that to be mevatel meiser peros chutz laretz al peros haaretz is mutter if it's demai. So it comes out that the Radbaz learns, according to the Rambam, that one's not allowed to be mevatel. If it's an Isser Torah, one's not allowed to be mevatel. But as long as it's only an Isser Rabbanan, like Demai, if it's Safik Meiser, then you're allowed to be mevatel, even Lechatchila, the Chasdei Dovid and the Tosefta explains, Shekula Tosefta Osala Ashmeinan, Debi Isser de Rabbanan, Hecha Shekvang Nisarev, Ela de ein dai beheter kedei levatel mutul lahoisif aleim od heter kedei she yisbatel haisu. That the whole Tosefta is coming to teach us that if it's an iser derabanan where it was already mixed in, but there's not enough heter to be mevatel, you're allowed to add on more heter in order that the iser should be mizbatel. And he says it's talking about shvius bisman hazeh, that it's only derabbanan, and if there's a mixture of peres shvius with peres of eretz to erev shvius, and there's not enough peres erev shvius to be mevatel, he can add on more peres chutz laaretz in order to be mevatel the Paris Shvius. So again, we have one biur that if it's demai, then you're allowed to be mevatel Paris Eretz Yisrael with Paris Chutz Laretz. And we have another biur that we're talking about where it's an Isser Derabanan. There was already a mixture, but there's not enough in the mixture to create bitol. So one is allowed to add on fruits in order to be mevatel, and this applies also to Shvius. That Shvius Bisman Hazeh, we're only dealing with Derabanan. Shvius Bisman Hazeh Derabanan. So if there is a mixture of Paris Shvius with Paris of Eretz Shvius, and there's not enough Eretz Shvius Paris to be Mevatel the Paris Shvius, so what one should then do is be add on, you're allowed to add on Mi Paris Chutz Laretz in order to be Mevatel the Paris Shvius. So sigh the words of the Radbaz, and sigh the words of the Chasdei David. Fit with the din of Ein Mevatel and Isser Lechatchila, because we're dealing here with an Isser Derabbanan. So since it's only an Isser Derabbanan, you're allowed to be Mevatel Lechatchila. And there are those who hold that you're not allowed to be ma'arev lechatchila, but if it was already ma'arev, You're allowed to add on heter in order that it should be misbatel, like we saw in the Chasdei David. So either mevatlin is lechatchila derabanan, or if it already got mixed in, you're allowed to be mevatel yisur lechatchila if it's only derabanan. And deos are brought. These deos are brought in the tool in Yeridaya in Simon Sadites. However, in the din that the Avnei Miluim writes, that you're now allowed to be mevatel truma b'roiv chulin, because the mitzvah of mishmeres, there would seem clear misvara that we don't have all the heterim that we mentioned, and even if it was already mixed in and there's not enough chulin to be mevatel, so you're now allowed to add on. Because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be mishamer the kedusha. We have a din Torah to be mishamer kedusha's truma. So how can you say that if a little got mixed in with chulin, you're allowed to add on chulin and to be mevatel it? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. So that's all when it comes to truma. When it comes to shvi'is, bisman hazeh, midirabonon, then you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila, or if already got mixed in, you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila. So now, if we say that by shvi'is we have the din of the Avnei Milum, you're not allowed to be mevatel the kedusha, how does the Tosefta permit you to add on Peres Chutz La'aretz in order that the Shvi'is should be misbatel? We have the Tosefta that says that you're allowed to be mitzarev Peres Chutz La'aretz al Peres Erev Shvi'is k'dei she'yibro al Peres Shvi'is l'fotrim min ha'biur. That you're allowed to be mitzarev, the Paris of Chutz La'aretz, together with Paris of Erev Shvi'is, in order that they should be more than the Paris Shvi'is, and patur them from Biur. So if they're already mixed in, as the Chasdei David understands, you already have a mixture of Paris of Erev Shvi'is and Paris of Shvi'is. So you're allowed to add on Paris of Chutz La'aretz in order to be mevatel. But how's that permitted? By Truma you're not allowed to do it, because you're mevatel the Kedusha. So how are you allowed to do it by Shvi'is? The answer is, because you're allowed to remove the Kedusha. There's no problem of being mevatel the Kedusha. So we clear that you're allowed to be mevatel Kedusha's Paris Shvi'is if you're not destroying it. You're just removing the Kedusha. So here we have a case of Bittel. And the Tosefta says that you're allowed to be Mevatel. By Truma you're not allowed to be Mevatel. But here you are allowed to be Mevatel, even though you're losing its Kedusha. So you see that the din of Truma is different than the din of Shvi'is. By Truma you're not allowed to be Mevatel. We have a din of Mishmeres. You're not allowed to be Mevatel Kedusha's Truma. But Kedusha's Shvi'is, you're allowed to be Mevatel if it's a bit with Bittel Barov. Either if it already got mixed in, or even possibly if it didn't get mixed in. So we have a din of mevatlin esur lechatchila. When it comes to dinei derabanan, so if shvi'is is mezman and says derabanan, you're allowed to be mevatl. So that's a raya, a gavaldika raya, that you're allowed to be mevatl the kedusha of peres shvi'is. Again, not to destroy the Paris, but to increase Paris Chutz La'aretz so that it's Batel Berov. Now, in the Gufa Chidush of the Avnei Miluim, that Midoy Raisa, you're now allowed to be Mevatel, Shurim Berov Chulin, we have a very strong question. If that's true, then it should be usher to cook Truma in a dish that's rov chulin, even though the truma is no saint tam b'chulin, but the mamashis is misbatel. So loma ba yeladas Rashi that tam ki ikar is a din derabanan b'chein ladas ha Rambam that tam ki ikar is only derabbanan if there's no achkadais b'chli achilas pras. But even if you hold that tam ki ikar is doraisa, but according to the Nesivus in the Makor Chaim and Tafnun Gimel the Biur and Sif Katan Aleph, that the gufa iser is bata, it's just the tam that's aser. So it emerges that through the bishul, one is causing the truma to be mizbatel. So one would not be allowed to cook truma in rov chulin. Because what's going to happen? Either midin de oraisa, there's nothing left, because the whole word of tam ki ikar is only a din de rabbanan, but mid de oraisa it's batal. And even if you hold the tam ki ikar is de oraisa, so you're going to say, oh, it's not batal, but no, the Nesivus says that the gufa iser is batal. It's just the tam that's aser, but the gufa iser is batal. So it's going to come out both ways, that through the bishul, one is causing the truma to be nullified. And according to this, we have an open Mishnah that's going to cause us a big problem. Perek Ches Shviyas Mishnah Zayin, Ein Mevashlim Yerek Shel Shviit B'Shemen Shel Tuma Shloivin Adei Psu. You're not allowed to cook a vegetable of Shviyas and oil of Truma, so that you don't bring the Truma to Psu, because when the Zman Biur comes, you're going to have to mevar, you have to destroy the shemen of Truma, because Shviyas is absorbed in it. So you're not allowed to cook the Yerek of Shviyas with shemen of Truma, Shloi Vienna Lidei Psul. So because you're going to end up having to destroy this Truma when this Man Biur Shviyas comes in, arrives. And Rabbi Shimon Matir, he holds there's no Isser Lahavi Truma Lidei Psul, so he allows you to cook the two together. So now we have a big kasha. What do you mean? Maybe truma lidei psul. Typically that you're not allowed to cook, because the shemen is muat legabe hayurakos. So the miut truma is going to be mevatel berov yurakos. You're going to be over in the yitzur of mishmeres. Like we said before, Lekulei Alma, there's going to be bittul here. Yes, there's time left, but Midarais it's batal. Or the Gufeser is Mizbatal, like we saw according to the Nesivus. So how are you allowed to cook the Yerek of Shviyas B'Shem and Shel Truma? Forget about being maybe Lidei Psul. You're being Mivatal the Truma, Barov. So that's a kasha on the Yisod of the Avnei Miluim. Akoponim, Mashiyotzer Lanu, Shemutar Levatel Shviyas Barov. And we had a kasha in the Yisod of the Avnei Miluim that you're not allowed to be Mevatel Truma Barov. And the next year, please God, God should give us life and health and everything we need. We will, please God, continue and see more Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Sof Davar Hakol Nishma Telokim Yira Et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Ze Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.